Welcome to the Strive for Strength podcast. I'm your host, Kendall Strample. I'm an online wealth and business coach for huge visionary coaches just like you. I help coaches compartmentalize their massive ideas and turn them into a step-by-step action plan. After scaling 2 7-figure companies in the coaching space, I want to help you collapse time and give you the steps that you need in these short episodes to help you execute on your massive vision. Welcome back, you guys. As if this isn't an episode that I think quite literally every single person who runs a company online or is an online service provider or coach needs. If you haven't already figured out what this podcast is about, we are talking about all things burnout. And as somebody who has burnt out multiple times in their business, I want to give you guys some tips and tricks and tangibles that you can actually integrate into your life, into your business, so that you build a business that you absolutely love without burning out, without going through those toxic cycles of being up and down, to the point where maybe you just want to freaking throw in the towel and one day you're like, just F all of this. I just don't want to do this. So let's dive into today's episode. So burnout is something I think is very apparent. And I think in the most recent years, I've seen it become even more apparent for coaches. It seems like the capacity to continue to go and go and go has lessened and lessened, and that I see people who are starting their business and burning out so much quicker than I once used to see. And so, you know, I'm going to say in this episode, burnout is very dependent upon each individual. How you end up in burnout and your capacity until you burn out is different from person to person. You know, how you get out of burnout and how you actually heal through that process and get yourself back to equilibrium and back to a place of being able to be in momentum is dependent on each individual. What I wanna do specifically is I wanna give you some tangible tools and just speak about it from a perspective that I've taught a lot of my own clients and that I've been able to pull myself out of burnout to be able to support you through this. So first things first, just if you guys don't know my previous experience with burnout, I just wanna share it with you, because I will tell you, I am somebody who has an extremely high threshold for pain. I'm somebody who has an extremely high threshold for chaos and operating through chaos. And that's always been, you know, it's been my reality up until I would say probably a year ago, where I thrived through the chaos. I was falling forward through the chaos until I wasn't. And so I've actually had 2 really big moments I can think of where I burnt out in my business. So the first one was back in 2019 when I had about 100 clients on my own roster for fitness coaching. And this was crazy, but I essentially decided to give up 80% of my roster. I went down to about 20 clients, and I had met a dude at the time when I was training jiu-jitsu who lived in Israel, and he was awesome. And we like went and traveled the countries of Israel and like all these different places over in Europe for, you know, a few months. And it was crazy. I quite literally just decided to almost throw in the towel on my business and just leave the country. And, you know, not the most responsible thing, but it's definitely what I needed at the time. And so that was back in 2019, and I was fed up with my business model. I was tired. I was overworked. I was so stuck in fulfillment, and I was taking on a lot of the emotions of my clients because I lacked boundaries at the time. And so that was the first time. The second time I will say is back in 2021, when I was doing so many things all at once. I had started a virtual assistant messaging agency. I had started a consult agency in addition to trying to run my fitness coaching company and my business coaching company, which was a lot all at once. And so I just felt so much pressure from all different directions to where I decided to give up my business. Now, these were 2 times where I gave up the 2 agencies, and I ended up actually closing those 2 agencies down so that I could just focus back on business coaching and fitness coaching. And I actually did release some of the clients because I wasn't able to keep up with the fulfillment at the time, and I ended up having to send some refunds, and I ended up having to let go of some team members, and that was a really, really hard time in my life. And so these were the 2 big times I can really recall burning out. And since I had that blow up back in 2021, I've taken extreme measures in both my life and in my business to be able to avoid burnout. So let's talk about, you know, these are obviously 2 really big times where you can tell I had a pretty big capacity and threshold. Like 100 clients on my own roster and trying to run 4 businesses at once is a pretty high threshold that could, of course, lead to burnout. But let's talk about some of maybe the other reasons why I see coaches burning out nowadays in the coaching space. So I think what a lot of it has to really do with is actually mindset. I think so much of it has to do with mindset. I think a lot of coaches are taking on such a massive responsibility where they're actually over accommodating for people that are inside of their program. They're either attaching their identity to their business to where they don't have this outside identity of who they actually are. And what ends up happening is when something happens in the business that's maybe, you know, not the best, they take that on as their own problem, or they take it on as a reflection of who they are as an individual. So that's one of the first things I see. Second thing is coaches who lack boundaries or not upholding their own boundaries. And because they're maybe a perfectionist, or maybe they are somebody who, you know, really takes pride in being able to follow through with things, most of the times we don't burn out because people are stepping over our boundaries. We burn out because we judge ourselves for not upholding the boundaries. That's another big one that I see. Another one is a lot of it just coming down to failing to build a brand or a business that you really, really love. And so you're working inside of this model that just feels tiring, and it feels like you're stuck in this hamster wheel, or maybe that you're a cog in the wheel and you're just not actually moving the needle forward because you don't have strategic direction or a strategic plan for your business to get to the next level. And what ends up happening when you're in that model is you get stuck doing things that you might hate doing, or that you just don't feel super congruent with doing anymore. And rather than delegate them, we just get burnt out from those tasks. So these are some of the bigger things that I see coaches burning out from. If you resonated with any of those as well, I would love for you guys to just pause this episode, message me over on Instagram. You guys can find my Instagram at just Kendall Strample. It's just my full name, and I'll put that in the show notes down for you guys below. Let me know maybe which one of those resonated with you guys the most. What I'm gonna try to do is just give you my top three tips for how to avoid burnout. If any of these resonated with you, I will tell you all three of the tips that I'm going to give you today should support you in releasing either all of these or some of these, or whichever one might resonate with you. Now, in my, you know, true visionary nature, I told myself I was only gonna give you guys three tips, but inside of these three tips, I low-key also have like four other tips inside of them, but they all kind of go together under the same umbrella, okay? So I had to kind of scoot those few in there for you guys. So let's talk about how you're going to be able to reduce the opportunity to even burn out in the first place. So here's the really cool thing about business is that as an entrepreneur, we can almost anticipate that there's going to be adversity. And so the first thing that I want to just chat about in order for you to be able to create a business that you love, and in order for you to be avoidant of burnout even happening in the first place, is that this is the cliche one that I think so many people try to avoid, and this is an ongoing process that you will forever need to work on, because your capacity over time to handle more is going to need to continue to go up. The more money you make, the more responsibility you have, the more capacity you need to have. You know, the problems you once had in the beginning of your business, like maybe getting ghosted in the DMs, might feel like a massive problem right now, but do you think your seven-figure self thinks that's a problem? Probably not, right? You need to learn how to hold the capacity for problems like that and dichotomies that are happening like that for you to be able to scale your company. So the first thing that I'm going to say is lead from the inside out. Lead from the inside out. I find so many coaches that are building their identity around their business. Like if I were to ask you who you are right now, would you tell me something to do with your business? My guess is probably yes. You're a CEO, you own this company, this is how you operate inside your business. Whenever I ask CEOs this question, who are you? Whenever I ask people who own a business, it's like one of the first things that they say. When you can curate and create your own identity and know who you are outside of your business, this allows for you to become a habitual leader that has discernment. And what I mean by that is that you know that you're going to make decisions based off of your values, your core beliefs, and your principles. When we make decisions that are based out of our values, we are in integrity. When we're in integrity, what ends up happening is we know that we are being the person that we said we're going to be. There's nothing more draining than when you aren't showing up for yourself in a way that is congruent. It's really tiring and it's really easy to burn out, because what happens when we don't do the things that we said that we're going to do? What happens when we try to be someone that we're not? What happens when we're constantly trying to put on this mask? That is so draining and it's so tiring. And so the most important thing is that when you learn who you are, when you learn your own identity, when you have discernment around your values, you can show up as yourself. You can be unapologetic. And this is the thing that allows for you to feel inside integrity, okay? Now, not only that, but when it comes to your identity work, you should be scheduling time in for self-discovery. So inside of this, what I want you to do is, if you have a Google Calendar or some kind of calendar that you follow every week, I want you to go into that calendar and I want you to schedule time in for self-discovery. This can be as simple as you doing journal prompts, asking yourself, who am I? How am I as a leader? What are my core values? What are my principles? How do I make decisions? You know, one of the really great things that you could do with something like this is if you give yourself scenarios, like if someone's to drop their wallet on the street, What would I do? Like, be honest with yourself. What would you do? What kind of person are you? What do you value? These are the questions that are going to allow for you to get rooted in your own identity so that when shit does hit the fan, you know how to handle things. You know, and I say when it hits the fan because we can all anticipate that adversity is going to happen in our business. When you lead from the inside out, you can almost create space for when adversity happens. And you can be yourself when adversity does happen and lean into your principles and values to make decisions. So that's the first one, okay? The second one is creating preventative measures. We so oftentimes go until we get to a position and a place where now it's too late and now we're already on the cusp of burnout. And you can usually feel when you're on the cusp of burnout, this means that you haven't probably taken the preventative measures for you to be able to avoid the burnout in the first place. Now, some of us have to learn this the hard way, but I'm going to tell you just a few things that I believe every entrepreneur should do on a weekly basis or a monthly basis, or honestly just a daily basis for you to be able to keep yourself in a position where you can constantly move the needle forward. Now, something that's important, and I don't think entrepreneurs think about this enough, is that as an entrepreneur, you have to protect yourself. You have to put yourself in a position where you are protected, where you can ideate, where you can create, where you can stay in a creative process. Not enough entrepreneurs are doing this, in my opinion. So oftentimes, we're just putting as much out as we can, putting as much content out, posting every single day to where we're not actually ideating and creating the things that we love anymore. And so we have to take more preventative measures and we have to schedule time in for us to take care of ourselves. So one of the first things I want you to do, after you've put that self-identity work in, I want you to also, when you're planning your weeks, start to put in time where you recover. I take a spa trip every single week. It's a non-negotiable for me where I will go to the spa. It's Korean spa. I will get a Himalaya. I will go in the Himalaya salt room. I will meditate for 20 minutes. I will go get an hour-long massage, and then I will take time to journal afterwards and just spend time with myself. I have always been someone who has so much trouble with stillness, but the more that you integrate stillness into your life, the more you are embodied in what you preach to your clients, the more you're in integrity, you're leading from the inside out, just like that first point that I made, and you're also taking preventative measures. We oftentimes wait until we get to the cusp of being on burnout and it's too late, okay? Now, the second thing with preventative measures are your boundaries and your expectations. Now, I have an entire episode on how to specifically set client expectations and set client boundaries that allow for you to avoid burnout. If you guys haven't caught that episode, I'll put it down in the show notes below. In this episode, I talk about how oftentimes, as coaches, it's not that we struggle to set boundaries, it's that we struggle to uphold the boundary. And when you struggle to uphold the boundary, what ends up happening is you know that you are not doing the thing that you should be doing to maintain integrity with your program. And so if clients are walking all over you, if, you know, friends and family are walking all over you, what ends up happening is not only is that sucking your energy, but now you're also judging yourself because you didn't uphold a boundary that you set. And so it's our responsibility to protect ourselves with boundaries. It's our responsibility to respect ourselves enough to actually uphold those boundaries. So I want you to ask yourself, is this happening somewhere in your business? Is there conflict somewhere in your business because you are not taking responsibility for the boundaries that you set and you are not upholding the boundaries that you set? I want you to ask yourself that honestly. And after you listen to this podcast episode, maybe you want to pause this and write this down. Where can you go back and reset expectations? Do you need to re-onboard some clients? Do you need to set some boundaries with some friends and family? Or do you need to do the identity work, like I said in number one, for you to believe in yourself enough to uphold those boundaries, for you to respect yourself enough to uphold those boundaries? Okay, and now the third one, and this is the one that I think most of y'all are probably gonna need if you're listening to this episode, is have you created a business model that you love? Can you actually lessen the hustle? Have you created a process-driven business, which oftentimes can be boring, that allows for you to then add in automation? The cool part about building a process-driven business and building a business model that you love is that you can take those processes, you can SOP them, you can usually make a hire, and then you can then outsource those processes. So you can pull yourself out of the weeds of the business. Let's say it's as simple as you having a simple sales process inside of your DMs. You can now process that up, package it, onboard somebody, make a hire, and then offload that work to them. Your business now has automation in it. It now has someone integrated that takes over that role. You have to be able to create processes in your business and create a process-driven business so that you can create automation. I find so many people aren't using leverage in their business. They're just making new things over and over again. They're getting stuck in the weeds when if you just create a process, you can outsource it. And then what's cool is when you have a process, you can usually add some sort of automation. I would personally love to see more coaches using automation in their business, whether it's for lead generation, whether it's for onboarding their clients. You know, something we teach inside of our program is we teach coaches how to create a process for their offer, a process for their onboarding, a process for their delivery, a process for how they onboard team members, and create scalable systems that allow for coaches to outsource things and then automate them with their team. So when you do this, it buys you back more time. Now, in addition to creating a business model you love, this also means creating a program within your business model that works for you. I find everyone thinks they need to just do one-on-one coaching. That's not necessarily the truth. There are so many different types of offers that you can build. Now, you know, guys, I already have made a podcast episode about this. I talk about this all the time. I do truly believe that we should be starting with one-on-one coaching. It's the best way to build your framework. It's the best way for you to build credibility and to learn how to build an amazing program and an amazing offer. So start there, but it doesn't mean that you have to get stuck in one-on-one. You can build a model where you hire people to take over fulfillment and delivery. You can build a model where maybe you do one-to-many and you have a group coaching program, or maybe you have a passive course that makes you more sales on the back end, and that's an easy downsell for you. So these are all things that you can take into consideration, and I see so many coaches burning out because they get stuck in the weeds, or because they're creating a business model that they don't even like. And so ask yourself, do you want to be a leader of a team that has multiple people? Or do you want to create a business that maybe has a different model with one to many? Or maybe you have some passive income through course sales. So you don't have to build this business model that you see everyone else in the fitness coaching space or in the coaching space build. You can build a model that works specifically for you as a business owner. So these key three things are so important. I think it takes a lot of responsibility as an entrepreneur, and the most responsible entrepreneurs who are also the most successful are the ones who take preventative measures and uphold their boundaries. They do the identity work to lead from the inside out, and they create a business model and get the mentorship and the support that they need to strategize inside of that business model so that they can plan, they can create projects, they can manage the projects, and they can execute consistently. So if you're struggling with burnout, I'm curious to hear which of these three resonated with you most, maybe which one you need to work on the most, or which one I mentioned earlier in the episode, why burnout happens, which one of those maybe you are feeling the most right now, to see if we have some resources. I have tons of YouTube videos, tons of podcasts that you can listen to and watch to support you in understanding what's possible for you if you are struggling with burnout. Burnout is one of the easiest ways to start to hate a career that you once truly loved, that you were once truly passionate about. And so I want to put coaches back on the map of feeling excited about their business, put them in a position where you feel magnetic, you feel excited to create, you feel like you're consistently ideating. And so if you're a coach who's struggling with burnout, feel free to message me over on Instagram. I would love to support you through this. I'm also going to leave our business blueprint in the show notes for you guys. This is a free 5-day mini course where I teach you how to create the structures, systems, and the plans in your business that help you buy back time so that you can avoid burnout. I love you guys. As always, thank you for coming to this podcast, listening in. If you guys would leave me a review, I would super appreciate it. I always love to just hear you guys' feedback. And as always, I don't monetize this podcast, so this is simply just to support you guys and give you free value. If you have any questions, just shoot them over to me on Instagram, and I will catch you guys in the next episode.